Welcome to From Fear to Fire, Secrets to Overcome Fear, Embrace Your Gifts, and Achieve Success. This is the place where real people share real challenges and where you can find a common bond and uncommon wisdom through their journeys to help you move from fear to fire. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill. I am your host. And today I am also your guest. I am going to be doing this brief show on loss by myself. Our quote today is, "To live in hearts we leave behind is not to die." And that's by Thomas Campbell. So today, yes, I do want to talk about loss. This week, our family experienced a tragic loss of a beautiful young woman. No, not by the coronavirus. And the feeling of loss is like an empty hollowness that can any time be filled with liquid love or liquid sadness, depending on the memory that pops in. Loss can lead to sleeplessness, fear, inability to focus, anger, deep sadness, a whole wide range of emotions and health concerns. But the feeling of loss doesn't only stem from losing a loved one. It can be from losing a job, divorce, loss of friendship, income, a dream, a move, or any major life change. Our current situation is filled with loss. We have lost control, lost our ability to connect. Our health and safety is at risk. We've lost financial stability. And because we don't have a definitive end in sight, there is no certainty. Just this week, I heard the following statements come to me from clients. "I'm scared. The world seems so crazy right now. I just had to lay off 4,000 employees. Worst day ever. I'm a hugger and I feel uncomfortable and isolated, not being able to connect through touch." And many small businesses must completely change the way they do business or close. People are speaking to me about fear and change and they don't know where to turn. I help people through change all the time, helping them release their hold on their current situation, set clear expectations, see the vision of the good that will come from the change, and then take action to increase energy and momentum. And our current situation requires all of that and a little bit more. A few things to think about if you're troubled and finding it difficult to acclimate to this uncertainty that is all around us. One, it's okay to not be okay. You don't have to be strong all the time. Two, physical isolation is necessary. Emotional isolation is not. Continue to reach out. Three, talking it out can not only help you verbally work through a problem to solution mode, it allows someone else the gift of helping. Talk about it so that they can listen and they can help you to process and be there. We need to be there for each other. Four, crying, anger, frustration, all emotions are valid. It's just the amount of time that we spend in those difficult emotions that cause the problem. So make sure to feel what you're feeling, to accept it, and then to try to move through it a little bit quicker so that you can get to the emotions that can serve you and others a little bit better. Five, increase your chances by including stress-relieving activities like meditation, exercise, journaling, listening to great music. Yes, I'm a fan of putting on some great music and bopping around the kitchen. It is very therapeutic. Six, use your time wisely. What have you been wanting to learn? What system have you wanted to implement but haven't gotten around to? What have you been wanting to read? What can you do now? What project around the house? Is there a closet that has been screaming out to you, "Clean me, clean me"? What is it that you could be doing now that can help you to be more effective when things get back to normal? Seven, clear your space. Yes, that closet that's screaming out to you, or your desk, or wherever you are, it clears the clutter from your mind and helps you to focus on what's really important. And 8, acceptance is key. Accept what is while working on what could be. People are good. Please be just a little more kind, a little more patient, a little more open to finding and being the good in the world during this change. I know that you can, and I know that you are, and I want to be here for you during this. If there is anything that you need, please, at any time, reach out to me personally. I will put my email in the show notes, and please don't hesitate to use it. Please be well, be kind, be positive, be loving, and know that you are not alone. Thank you. Bye.